Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The Lord said, "No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God." The children of God are admonished by Paul's example to abandon the old way and keep pressing on to that new and living way which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We're not to be looking behind us to savor the pleasures of sin which did so easily beset us. "And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." We're given a new life and have been called out of the darkness and into the light. How can we then live in that way which we have been delivered from? We're not to entertain those thoughts of malice and revenge which ruled us when we were stumbling in the darkness and deadness of our sin. "And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." Though we may not be able to absolutely forget an offense in the recesses of our mind, we can abandon it or cast it off insofar as we think of restitution for it, and forbear another as if the offense had never occurred. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves, for even Christ pleased not himself. We are in the world, but not of it. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. The sons of God have a completely different mindset than the majority of those they live among. They march to the beat of a different drummer. They do not desire the endorsement of the men of this world, but seek only the approval of their master.